Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
More presentation.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Cunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, we are live 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday, with a few exceptions. Remember, this is exciting and entertaining, but not super informative. So just enjoy. Enjoy. This is for entertaining purposes. We're not giving you legal advice. Seek counsel. And we're just talking about general topics of law. This hour is going to be kind of fun. It's kind of the final hour is best because we just blow through things, right?
That's true.
That's true. We just fly through, you know, some other very interesting things. We're going to talk about a lottery lawyer, the lawyer that claims he's the lottery lawyer that represents lottery people that win the lottery. He's going to be doing some jail time. We're going to tell you why. We're going to talk about Native American tribes, the issues of adoption of children, and they win a big one in the Supreme Court. Bill Cosby, you know, the guy's just getting sued again, and we're going to go into that. Georgia man sues Facebook. Why and what happens? And then we're going to talk about how are you going to, you know, your Google search users can now claim part of a settlement. How do you do it? And then we've got many, many more. I'm going to talk about Rust again. Believe it or not, that thing will never end. The Rust movie that's continuing to be shot now in California, right? I believe in California. In California, they're finishing up that movie. We're going to talk about issues about, you know, the individual that was supposed to be in charge of the handguns, Hannah Gutierrez Reed. What people are claiming, or at least the prosecutor is going to try to claim, and her denial of such. And then, boy, we can just keep going and going. But we have the most important thing that happens hour three that we do not want to sit around for is the case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Sensitive topic alert. This may make you uncomfortable. I just want you to be aware of that before we start. Ava was 11 years of age when she appeared in Playboy and Hustler magazines with no clothing. She later became an actress and a director and an activist against the exploitation of children. The pictures of Ava were taken by her mother and sold by her mom to the magazines. Monty kept all the cash. Ava kept all the embarrassment and the shame. Later in life as an adult, Ava decided it was time something had to be done, so she wanted to take legal action against her own mother and against Playboy and Penthouse. I said Hustler earlier. I meant Penthouse. I'm sorry. She wanted to sue the magazines and her mom as well. Fred?
Huh.
Case?
Well,
or no case?
People would be put in jail nowadays. That had to be back in the 50s, I bet.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, probably in the 50s when, I don't know, when did Hustler, it was in Playboy or Hustler, which one? Do you remember? You don't remember which?
It was in both.
It was in both, yeah. It was Penthouse, not Hustler.
Penthouse, I'm not sure. Not
Playboy and Penthouse, yes.
Penthouse. When did it start, Tom?
I have no idea when either of those started.
When did you start ordering?
But I know that we're not supposed to use our smartphones and looking up.
I'm looking up Penthouse.
Well, Marilyn Monroe was the first Playboy.
No, I want to look up. I want to see. Penthouse started 1965.
There you go.
So
had to be after that.
But isn't that crazy? Even the 60s, did they even allow such a thing?
Oh, I have a couple. You're going to give extra points if you can name the mother. Or the daughter?
Yeah.
So the answer is yes, this is a case. There's no doubt this is going to be a case, and she brought action, and I hope and pray she won against Playboy Penthouse. The mom, what is the mom thinking? Todd?
All right, Mr. Kiernan, case or no case?
So you said it's a case? And what, she wins.
What year was it that she was...
I'm looking at my story here to see. I really do not know, but it was a significant time ago, well before Me Too, well before all of that stuff.
I'm going to side with Fred that it was a case and that she wins. And I'm going to say it was a case... I don't know. I'll just stick with the fact that it was a case. I was thinking maybe it was a case that was one of those when California reopened the statute of limitations, it did allow her to file the lawsuit, which if she had tried to file it in the 80s or 90s, she wouldn't have because the statute might have run, but she was able to file it. And I'm going to go with still pending.
Okay, fair
because
enough.
Of that.
Denise, what do you say? Case, no case? If so, what's the outcome? Remember, we have two... people on the I'm Being Sued side, the magazines, and the mummy.
I'm going to say it's a scenario, but not a case. And the reason it's not a case is because her mother was that famous photographer that took pictures of children nude that was deemed to be art by the U.S. Supreme Court and not pornography.
Wow, that's
Denise.
Good, Denise. That's a good answer.
Yes.
It's wrong, but it's good.
It's wrong. Oh, there was actually a person that the Supreme Court held that she took pictures.
Yes. Her name's Anne...
Some Leibowitz, right?
Yes.
Anne Leibowitz?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, wow.
Yep. I've heard about her.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the story.
All right, let's tell the story.
This is a case.
Good.
But the magazines were not affected in any way. Times were much more permissive back then for the European Playboy European Penthouse, apparently. As far as the actual case, a Paris court ordered Irina Ionescu, Ava's mother, Ava Ionescu, to hand over €10,000 to her daughter, about $14,000, and all of the explicit photographs she took of her child between the ages of 4 and 11,
wow.
And all of the negatives. So, tough subject. But that is the case, and the subject of the photographs is the one who won. So if you said it was a case, she won.
She won against the mom.
Yeah, but not against the magazine.
Not against the magazine. So I don't know. So it should have been a three-pointer.
It should have. So we'll do it that way.
Two, and
case and mom, you get a point.
I get one because I said one. Pending. Still, I didn't.
Oh, pending. So I get two. Todd gets one.
And Denise, you said
Zippo.
Okay. Well, there
well, that is sensitive, and that's too bad. That's
and a true. Yeah, absolutely true story.
That's
and I was shocked. I said to myself, I was looking up, you know, just unusual cases, and I thought, wait a minute. In Europe, they said that was okay?
Yeah, so that's interesting. I didn't think about the glitch. It could be in Europe.
Yeah, who would? Next time we get together, by the way, our case or no case will surround a famous American president with a penchant for writing graphic love letters.
Aww.
That's next time. Mm. No, not those graphic love nicknames for body parts, the whole deal. It's really an
interesting
story.
Oh, you mean that kind of graphic.
Yeah, graphic, not cartoons.
No, I thought like poetry.
Ben Franklin was never president.
good point. Anyway, that is Case or No Case for this week. Thank you for listening to us on Radio Law Talk.
So on June 15th, two lawyers, Jason Kirtland and Christopher Cericchio, I don't know how to say his name, were sentenced as lawyers for people who won the lottery. They put themselves out, especially Jason Kirtland put himself out as the, quote, and I say lottery lawyer, where he had had clients that came to him that had won the lottery. And wait till you hear how big. Don't forget, there's lotteries you can win $1,000, $2,000, whatever.
Millions.
Millions, but you can. Believe it or not, there's a lot of winners that are $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. We'll be back. I'm going to talk a little more detail on why this guy's doing prison.
If you play the lottery, you'll want to listen to Radio Law Talk, the next segment with Fred, Todd, and Denise. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books now.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quick confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this better shine.
Get the Quick Quick habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quick because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quick Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Is this real life? Oh, stop it.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So continue on. The trial was August 2022 in New York of the lottery lawyers. And they were found guilty of wire fraud, honest service wire fraud, whatever that is. I don't know what that is. Money laundering, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and money laundering. The Jason Kirtland, who was the main lawyer, was sentenced to 13 years in prison, and Christopher I don't know, Cherichio, 5 years in prison. Hold on a second. I feel like they're going to sneeze.
Bless you.
Thank you. The interesting thing is, between 2018 and 22, this Curlin attorney, you know, was, this was a Long Island law firm in New York, but he got these lottery people, when they won the lottery, they needed lawyers. And they do. They usually need a lawyer. They need consultation. They need advice, what to do. And that's kind of what he portrayed himself as not only do I give you advice, I give you I mean, he was giving them financial advice, which was, you got to be careful of. Here's a financial advisor. Go talk to them, right? Mm-hmm. And you've got to be very careful as a lawyer, conflicts of interest. You don't get your clients to invest in your company, especially a company that is you're going to make a lot of money on and that you've been receiving, I'm going to say, kickbacks on for bringing their lottery money into it. At least disclose it. Even then, you got to do more than that. You just stay away from that, right? But there's got to be disclosures, and they should at least be signing off. Every state's different. But what one of the lottery winners, he had multiple lottery winners come to him. One of them won a jackpot of $1.5 billion, was one of his clients.
Wow.
The other client won $247 million on a Powerball jackpot, and the third one won $150 million jackpot. So these they're victims, basically, and the law firm charged hundreds of thousands of dollars to do this. And do what? Well, give them advice, for one thing, and, you know, help them go through, you know, give them advice as to the people that are going to be surrounding them, et cetera, et cetera. But he had them invest in things that he co-owned, and he didn't even tell them, oh, yeah, I co-owned that, and was getting kickbacks. That's what, you know, Curlin was doing. But it's interesting how, you know, they found texts from this Curlin, this attorney, to, you know, when he retained his one of his first big lottery victims, he texted this individual and said, quote, I have to figure out how to have this get to us, talking about the money, right? How do we get that, right? Or let's see, talks about retain the first victim. How do we get this to us, you know? Stuff like that. I mean, he invested $5 million in he had them invest $5 million in one of his business, right? But anyway, that's kind of what happened. So these lottery individuals, and you think, oh my gosh, that's nothing, lost in excess of $80 million, according to the argument by the prosecutors, as well as additional $19.5 million that they claim he stole from one of the lottery victims. That's a lot of money. That's
just crazy.
That's 19. Yeah, that's almost $100 million, basically round numbers. So they're going to jail. Curlin was ordered to pay $64 million in forfeiture and restitution, and the other guy, Cherichio, was ordered to pay $26.5 million in forfeiture and $30 million. In restitution. There's so many zeros here, it's crazy. But you know, they basically saw these people coming in with money and said, hey, they didn't have to work for this money. I'm not saying this is what they're saying, but I could see this thinking, you know.
How do I transfer that money to me?
How do I get that money? And again, you know, a jury found him guilty and they're going to prison. I'm sure they're going to appeal it, and so they have the right to appeal, and so we got to be careful. I always say, you know, innocent until proven guilty, but they were proven guilty, but they still have appeals going, right? So apparently they were living high on the hog. They bought a yacht, you know, Porsches. You know, they lived the high life. By the way, I don't mind. I think that's okay if someone's living the high life. I think that's okay they buy Porsches and yachts and stuff, but don't go out and, you know, steal from these lottery winners
You know, Fred, all a fisherman needs is a fish, and they saw a bunch of fish out there and said, I'm going to go get them, you know, by
well, no, what they did, they didn't do that. They went over to the fisherman next door, his boat, and offloaded all his catch and put it in their boat. That's what
there
they
you
did.
Go. Well, I'm saying the bad guys say, oh, there's a fish out there. I'm just going to go get it by whatever means. Yeah.
I know.
Supreme How do you protect
Court,
yourself?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Supreme Court delivers a win for Native Americans. How'd that happen?
That's a very interesting case.
Yes.
Back in 1978, the Indian Child Welfare Act was enacted to keep Native Indian children with their tribes. What was happening is a lot of times the parents would die, or maybe they were neglectful, or maybe it was just made up.
Can I interrupt you there,
yes.
Denise? I remember living through this. As a child, I remember a lot of people in my neighborhood and people that we knew were adopting Indian, American
That's
Indian
right.
children.
It was a big deal before 78. And so when private adoptions now occur, they have to first determine, any adoption actually, it could even be a step-parent adoption, but they need to find out whether or not the child has Native American blood, because if they do, then they have to determine who the tribe is, and the tribe has the first right to adopt that child. It's called ICWA, and it is a real thing, and I deal with that very often. And what happened is it went all the way up to the Supreme Court. This a couple in Texas, they had adopted a Native American child, and there were a couple of lawyers that joined with them, and they went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says, no, ICWA is good.
Right.
We're upholding it. You two lawyers, you absolutely have no standing to challenge this.
Right.
And neither, on certain issues, neither did the adoptive parents, because their adoption went through. Right. It wasn't that they lost the adoption. So it was a very interesting case, but they did get to the substance of the act.
All right, we'll be back for more Radio Law Talk.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by...
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz to Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523.
U.S. USA News update. The death toll from a powerful 6.8 magnitude earthquake that rattled Morocco last night continues to increase as authorities now say more than 1,000 are dead and another 1,200 injured.
The toll makes it the deadliest earthquake to hit Morocco in decades. Rescue teams reportedly struggling to reach the most affected areas. One witness who lost four family members said, "We are hoping for miracles from the rubble."
Corey Myers reports the quake turned buildings into rubble and dust and destroyed historic landmarks. It was felt as far away as Portugal and Algeria, followed by a 4.9 magnitude aftershock around 20 minutes later. Hurricane Lee is expected to reach the U.S. Atlantic seaboard as early as Sunday. The National Hurricane Center says the Category 3 storm is whipping up maximum sustained winds of 115 miles per hour this morning. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It is September 9th, 2023. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with my co-host, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855. I don't even know what it is because Denise isn't here.
529-7234.
There we go. That's
good
it.
Catch, Todd. Way to go.
Yes. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving you legal advice. Remember, this is the most entertaining, entertaining and only sometimes informative show on earth. So make sure you don't set the bar too high, I always say. We're going to have a very interesting couple hours here, 2.5 hours with you, 3 hours. We're going to talk about Murdoch back in court. This is very interesting. We're going to talk about the Idaho murders, and that case has been delayed and why. Danny Masterson, we're going to discuss that issue. And bigger than that is I want to talk about the issue. Well, back up. Murdoch is one of the most interesting ones we're going to talk about today. I always pick the most interesting ones. And I have to say, out of all the cases, Murdoch is going to be the one that's going to give you the dog whistle. And those of you who don't know what the dog whistle means, if you ever whistled, you know, you did a little dog whistle that you can't hear other than the dogs, they cock their head back and forth. That's what this is going to be. You're going to go, what? Then we're going to talk about Kevin Costner's divorce. That gets interesting. The Peloton bike death allegation.
I shouldn't laugh at that one.
I'm going to. I tell my wife she wants me to get on a Peloton. I said, I'm not going to do that now. Now I got a good excuse.
You know, when Pelotons fight back on the next Jerry Springer.
Yeah, I know we're laughing. It's not laughable, but someone does die. But you're right. That's hard to. We are way.
It's just, look, I remember sitting around a long time ago back when I was in college saying, wouldn't you love to be there, you know, at the pearly gates where everybody had to explain how they died, how they got there, some of the different experiences that they had.
Yeah, that will be interesting. That will be.
So how did you go? Well, it started with a Peloton.
Yeah. I was trying to get my body in shape, and next thing I knew, I'm here.
Yes, exactly right. Just like they do kind of in the shows or those movies you watch. Oh, I'm here. Oh, what's everyone's got a little angel. We'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll all find out, I guess. Another lawyer gets beat up. That's, I was like, okay, good. And the negative of that is?
Well, and a lot of people are going, a lot of listeners, another lawyer gets beat up, and that's wrong because.
Oh, they're thinking downside being. Yeah.
No, another beating of a lawyer. So we're going to talk about that, but let's just get right into it this time, Cal. Let's just get right into case or no case.
Okay, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah. Clara Hill worked in the back office at a fast food franchise, did the books, payroll, basic office stuff, had to be there 8:30 to 5 every day. One day she asked her boss, Sid Clink Scales, if she could help her daughter sell Girl Scout cookies out of the office by storing them there and arranging orders and deliveries and so on. An enlightened boss might say, well, if it doesn't interfere with your regular work and the trains run on time, have at it. But Clink Scales said, I'm not paying you to sell cookies. If I so much as see a box around here, you're fired. Claire accepted the challenge and started looking around for work. Her new job was at a car dealership doing the same kind of work. There she worked 8:30 to 5 as well, but the dealership paid them for their lunch and other breaks because they were on call even though they were off, like Claire Hill was at Mr. Clinkscale's shop. It was kind of hourly, and so anyway, she said, wait a minute, I've been working for Clinkscale's for 20 years. He's never paid me a lunch. That's a half an hour times 20 years, and I want to know if I mean, was I on the clock? And this is in Georgia, by the way. Was I on the clock or not? Do I have a case or no case? Ooh. Todd, let's start with you. What do you think about that?
You know, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. If you try to not make eye contact with Cal and hope he doesn't call you first.
Is that what that
was? It doesn't work. I'm looking away. Okay, so here's the interesting thing. What year was this? You said she had worked there for 20 years. So what year was it that she asked herself, boy, should I go see a lawyer or not?
2022.
So from 2002 to 2022. That's a good time frame because, while I don't practice law in Georgia, and I don't practice labor and employment law in California, I do know this. An employer doesn't have to pay you for your lunch. They just have to give you the time off. You're entitled to, like in the state of California, you're entitled to your 10-minute break sometime between the starting shift and lunch. And it's, what, after 2.5 hours, something like that. And that's a paid. That's paid. But the lunch break, employees entitled to at least a half hour for lunch, the employer doesn't have to pay for that. And just because another employer chooses to doesn't mean that the previous employer had to pay for it. So to the extent she's saying, I never got paid lunches, yeah, tough. I don't think she's got a case if it's just about lunches. If she's saying she never got the breaks, then maybe. So what is she claiming?
She's saying, I was on call if he needed me. I had to interrupt my lunch and go back. Whenever he needed me, if I was eating my sandwich mid-bite, I'd have to go back and do what he needed me
and
to
she,
do.
She said that she had that with Clink.
And Clink Scale said, yeah, that's right.
She's all right. So, yeah. That's different.
Different. Let me make sure. So you're saying, Cal, that that the first employer, Clink's, whatever his name is, she claims that she should have been paid for her lunch because she was actually working or had to be on, quote, call during that lunch.
Always on call, therefore always on the clock, okay, was her view of it.
Okay, right, so right. In that regard, if that's the case, I would say she does, because the law, she has a case, because the law is that the employee is entitled to an uninterrupted 30-minute break for lunch. The employer doesn't have to pay for it, but the employee is entitled to an uninterrupted 30-minute break for lunch. And if she's on call and can be interrupted and have to drop it at any point in time, then she was never given a lunch break.
Hey, what if they take an hour and a half break and claim it's a half hour? Does the employer get to get screwed, Todd? Come on.
That door does not swing both ways.
Oh, yeah, I took a half-hour lunch. Okay, you've been talking, like, for half the day.
Yeah.
Your phone, and not only on your phone, talking to your son, and your... Okay, don't get me
started.
Okay,
speaking of which, how about that prison guard that let that guy out,
yeah.
You know, that didn't catch it? Why did he get fired? Because he had a phone in the cell, in the guard tower. Kind of weird, yeah. So, you know, that's against some company policies, Todd. I'm just saying.
The employees that, well, I had to leave early to make up for showing up late. I don't know how that logic works.
But what do you think? Case or no case?
I say case. And case of the employee wins. If it was not an uninterrupted lunch break she was given, case, she wins.
Okay.
I'm going to say, okay, this is a good one, Cal, because everything he said was the stuff I was going to discuss, and I'll have to go into it. I'm saying it's a scenario, but not a case. A scenario, but it's not an actual case that was filed. There's no case filed.
Well, the weird thing is, and both of you are kind of right, but only one is. It is a case, and Claire won.
Todd.
Sid almost went broke after bringing out the big checkbook to the hearing. She was in an environment where she was always on call, and the judge said, you're being taken advantage of, you're on the clock, and if you're on the clock, you get paid, end of story.
Wow.
That's the case. So
it's a real case.
Yeah, a real case, and she won.
2 points. 2 points for you, Todd, none for me. That is interesting, Cal.
Thank you. There are a lot of variables in those scenarios.
Well, yeah, it is. You can't say you're on call and you're using you constantly, you know, on call during your lunch break. Sometimes it's better as a lunch break, as an employee, just to leave the building.
Yeah, that's
the best way to do it.
He did not like her doing that. That bothered him. Yeah.
Well, then there's the... I'm here a half hour, and oh, it's 40 minutes. But oh, yeah, we put a half hour down.
Well, you know. Yeah. Everybody takes advantage of everybody else if they can.
Or the employees that goes and runs errands on their lunch break and then comes back and sits in their office for the next half hour eating.
That's exactly
like,
right.
What the heck?
Yeah. Or the ones that's like, don't talk to me, I'm on my lunch break, and then they go talk to all their friends during the normal time.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm on the clock, but I'm going to go talk to everybody and relax.
Next hour on Case or No Case, the case of the Rattley El Dorado.
Rattley El Dorado.
That's about next
hour.
Dang
it, Todd, you got 2 points. You're catching up.
Oh, it's double points. Denise is gone.
Oh, that's 4.
So I got 4 points.
Yeah. Woo! All right, let's go to break, and then when we come back, Cal, we're going to talk about the Murdoch. That alone, just so you know, is going to go in to probably hour two. It is interesting.
There's a lot going on there.
We'll be back.
All right. You're listening to Radio Law Talk with Todd Kunin and Fred Penny. Stay tuned. There's much more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on your live stream at RadioLawTalk.com and in many of the best radio stations in America where we're heard coast to coast and border to border. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Radio Law Talk. I'll be back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use them
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Are you serious?
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
At radiolawtalk.com.
So we have talked about Alex Murdaugh's case for a long time. He was convicted of murdering his wife and his son. He's basically in prison for the rest of his life. And the issue is, you know, what is the appeal going to say? Because there's always going to be an appeal. But this one's bizarre. And it just came out, and I actually watched a press conference, too, that they believe that the court clerk... Now, let me go through a couple of things. It depends on what state you're in, what county you're in, but the court clerks are usually elected officials. And people think, oh, it's just a clerk person that's an employee that works there. They're elected officials. And in this area where the trial was held, the court clerk is, I'm trying to remember what county it was, but I can't remember off the top of my head. But the county in which this trial occurred, the court clerk is an elected official, which they're held to a higher standard as an elected official. Now, what happens after trials is lawyers, especially those who have lost, want to talk to the jurors and find out what went wrong, and or the jurors can talk to the lawyers afterwards, or they can't. In most cases, they don't want to. They leave or don't want to talk. Some of them do. But after this, according to the lawyers for Murdaugh, basically they were stonewalled. They tried to talk to the jurors. The jurors didn't talk to them. They ignored them. They literally knocked on their doors, and they, you know, had doors, as they quote, you know, doors slammed in their face. Until the court clerk, whose last name is Hill, wrote a book. That's a shocker, about her experience and the Murdaugh trial, and it came out. And apparently there's a few jurors that were not happy about that, that decided, okay, now I'm going to talk. They didn't say anything before, apparently, but they've got a few jurors and another individual that signed under oath, especially the two jurors, what happened behind the scenes. Now, they've got a constitutional right to a fair trial. Obviously, Murdaugh does. Now, here's some things that are in the allegations, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to appeal to the appellate court of North Carolina.
South Carolina.
And what they've asked is SLEDGE, which is South Carolina's basically
SLED, the investigative body?
Of South Carolina. They were part of this murder conviction and for the prosecution. And,
that's right.
And so they're saying, we want the FBI in here. We want the CIA. We don't care who, but not. We have to figure out, we not want South Carolina investigating this.
That's right. And when we get to one of the allegations,
right,
about a juror who was investigated about a post that her ex-husband allegedly made.
Right.
SLED was the one that investigated that and came and said they did it. And I remember the defense saying, hold on a second here. We've been throwing SLED under the bus for this investigation they did on Murtaugh. And I mean, it's like the fox guarding the chicken.
Right.
You're going to let this the same agency investigate juror misconduct so that the prosecution can get what might be a defense favorable juror booted?
Right. And that's the scary thing.
Yeah.
That's what's scary about this. Everyone's like, oh, he's a murderer. I don't care. You got to follow the rules.
That's right.
And for the community and for, you know, the average person out there that doesn't have the power behind them that the state or the federal government has, we got to protect those people. And so I don't care if it's Murdaugh or not. So this is what's going on. This is in the affidavits signed by these two jurors that said the following. And remember, Hill is the clerk that's in charge of basically everything. The clerk is the one that's supposed to go in, okay, did you get your food okay? Does anybody need any accommodations? People have to smoke. Okay, here's the time. You can go out and have your smoke at this time. The clerk takes care of the jurors, okay? The clerk is not allowed to go in and do private conversations with them about...
Not at all.
They got to stay neutral, right? And so what it comes down to is the affidavits say as follows. First of all, I'm worried a little bit when a clerk that is an official that has been voted in goes out and writes a book about this trial, but people do it, and I'm worried about this. So this is what they said in the affidavits, that she, Hill, told not all the jurors, but some of the jurors, not to believe Murdaugh's testimony. I mean, that blatant. Not like she hinted it, but she said that. She also said, quote, do not be misled by Murdaugh. And she's telling the jurors this, quote, not to be, quote, fooled by Murdaugh. And telling the jurors this. And this is all in a affidavit signed sworn testimonies of two of the jurors. And also they said don't be fooled after his own emotional testimony. They went on to say and talked about the following. She also told him the allegations are, took his actions and movements to say, look at his actions and movements. These are quotes. Look at his actions and movements. And this is a juror claiming, and quote, I understand this, the juror said, to mean that Mr. Murdaugh would lie when he testifies.
Now, one thing to remember about all of this is that it wasn't clear that Murdaugh was going to testify.
Right.
And that was it was his call, and if you recall, I mean, his attorneys didn't really even want him to testify, but he was adamant that he was going to testify. So, I think the allegations here are that sometime after it was announced that Murdaugh would testify, and before he actually took the stand to testify, is when these things were being said by the clerk to the jurors. Don't believe him. Take a look at his actions. That would clearly shape. As a juror, if you believe what she said, that would shape your ability to listen to what he says. Now you're not listening to it with a clean slate. You've been told not to believe it.
Well, again, Hill is innocent until proven guilty,
yes.
You know. But if that is actually true, she might be facing some jail time. And that's scary that we have this type of stuff. If this is true, but you got two affidavits of two people saying that. That doesn't mean it's true. Again, doesn't mean just because people, but it came out after she decided to write her book. Now, this is the allegations also claim that Hill got really close to the jury foreperson. And don't forget, it's not a name. It's juror 826. And they're saying frequently went out and had private conversations with that juror, sometimes lasting 5 to 10 minutes. Man, you got to be so careful as a clerk and a sworn, really a sworn officer of the court in what you do. Now that there's the other story about the Facebook issue.
Mm-hmm.
Tell about that, Todd. What that issue was.
So if you recall, there was it was kind of funny. There was one juror that was removed, and just before they asked her, "Do you need to get anything else?" And she says, "Well, I got to go get my dozen eggs out of the jury box." She brought a dozen eggs to feed the jurors when she was there, and had to go retrieve those. That's the juror we're talking about. She was removed. The reason she was removed as a juror was there was this claim that her ex-husband had posted on Facebook that she had had a conversation with her while the trial was going on about what was going on in the trial. Well, clearly a juror is not supposed to be having conversations with people. And
right.
So this was, again, this was allegedly investigated by SLED to follow up on the validity of the Facebook posts and all of this
stuff. Which they never found. Supposedly.
Which they never found. And as a result of the investigation over the defense objection, this juror was removed. Well, the allegation in the affidavits, the allegation in this claim, a request for a new trial, is that the court clerk was responsible for fabricating that Facebook post.
Crazy.
An allegation, but if true, oh my gosh.
Yeah, this thing's going to be appealed. And when we come back to hour two, I just want to finish up on one interesting thing that the court clerk did with some other jurors when we come back, hour two.
Wow, that's a salacious headline, Fred. Thank you. Radio Law Talk will continue in just a little bit here at 6 minutes after the next hour. We'll be back with fresh content for today on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.